I'm Nick Miles with a selection of highlights from across BBC World Service News today. Coming up, a series of explosions rocks the Egyptian capital, Cairo.
Well, I'm standing in front of police headquarters. Parts of the front of the building have been peeled away. There are air conditioners and bits of wiring and masonry dangling from the windows.
Also in the programme, why crucial face-to-face talks between the Syrian government and rebel factions have not quite gone to plan.
The meeting today, face-to-face, was cancelled, and instead there will be separately meeting with the UN envoy, Lakhdar Ibrahimi.
And as the unrest spreads across Ukraine, one protester tells the BBC what happened to him.
I came to Kiev for the revolution. The special forces took me. They beat me severely. They hit me with batons and they cut me with a knife. They undressed me and they made me walk naked.
And then later, the young offenders singing their way to rehabilitation in a South African jail.
This is where we find South Africa's only juvenile prison jazz band.
The Egyptian capital, Cairo, has been hit by a string of bomb attacks, killing at least four people and injuring dozens more. The blasts come on the eve of the anniversary of the 2011 uprising against Hosni Mubarak. The biggest explosion was the first one at the main police headquarters in the city. Hassanian Mohammed was there.
There was a checkpoint outside the Egyptian police headquarters. At around 6:10 this morning, soon after the policemen had dismantled the checkpoint and left, and two gunmen sprayed the guards with gunshots. There were two passengers next to the driver, and one of them threw a plastic bag inside the police building.
Well, I'm standing in front of police headquarters, and the damage is clearly visible. Parts of the front of the building have been peeled away. There are air conditioners and bits of wiring and masonry dangling from the windows. It gives you a real sense of the power of the blast. There are riot police in position here trying to control the crowds. There's been a lot of angry shouting, chants against the Muslim Brotherhood, chants we are with the army against terrorism. People have been holding up pictures of the army chief. Just behind me, the front of the Islamic Museum shows a great deal of damage. This historic facade is now pockmarked. The masonry is falling away, and people are standing looking up in distress at the damage. This should have been one of the most protected areas of the capital. The police headquarters was an obvious target. Instead, attackers managed to reach this spot and deliver a message to the very heart of the security establishment.
Questions are now being asked about how safe Cairo will be on Saturday, when many people are expected to head to Tahrir Square, the place where the uprising began in 2011.